This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. That's according to the top U.S. commander for the region. While traveling through the Middle East over the past week, Marine General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he met. That is the U.S. still committed to their country in the region, and what more support can they get? Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors to a flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that helped trigger war in Gaza. Those overseeing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound say police cleared young Palestinians out of the area. And in addition to that, some Palestinians were arrested for later were released. Israeli police decided and denied that there was any age restriction and said that they arrested five people who violated the public order. It said that the site was open for regular visits. The COVID-19 death toll in India has now surpassed 300,000. As a devastating surge of new infections appears to be easing in big cities, the virus is not finished with India by any means. As megacities like Mumbai and New Delhi see some improvements, the virus appears to be taking a ghastly toll in the country's vast rural areas. The majority of India's people live in rural areas where health care is limited. The health ministry on Monday reported more than 4,400 deaths within a 24-hour period, bringing India's total to nearly 3,000.